Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Mike McDonald met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
All right, great to see everybody. I feel like I was up here a couple days ago, so we'll see what questions you have. He's got great energy and provides a little fire to the nickel position out there, and it's a lot of things that we've done that are not so consistent with how he's done things. So considering that learning curve, we're actually impressed with how fast he's picked everything up. But just a fun guy to be around and just attacking what we're asking him to do. So,
Mike, how much more impactful is it installing your defense at this point in training camp, having Roquan Smith here from day one?
That's huge. It's huge. You know, he's obviously a vital part of our operation, and he spearheads the charge. So, he picks it up very fast. He makes it seem very easy. And I think the guys follow that lead. If he's going and he's rolling and rocking and rolling, then the guys fall in line. Then things just happen a little bit more seamlessly than So it's good. It's great as a coach. I wouldn't say it's more important. I'd just say it's always important. That's something that we're looking for. Obviously, we got a great competition going on, opposite Marlon. So there's going to be more reps to be had for sure. We'll see how long it lasts. But, I think the focus has been there from day one with those guys.
We've heard various players talk about what they've gotten out of their interactions with Chuck Smith. Do you think, and not just outside linebackers, but do you think he has an unusual ability to sort of relate as a teacher?
I would say he's got a great ability to relate. Yeah. Any coach, you want to be able to relate to your players so you have a good relationship. I think that's an important thing. It starts with John and who he hires, and who's on our staff. I'd speak to everybody on our staff. I think everybody does a great job of building rapport with our players, and you can build that trust and that connectivity so, we can stay aligned when we're asking, when we're working through that back and forth of coaching guys up and asking things from them. And I think you see that the players, play harder and you get more out of them when you have that relationship. So, but Chuck's just like everybody else, but he's doing a great job.
Coach, we saw Jalen taking a lot of the reps today outside or opposite of Marlon. What about him making capable of stepping up? Should he be needed there for a long period of time?
Well, Jalen's a guy that we're really excited when we drafted him. So he's got a lot of ability and he's a very smart player. He's versatile. He can play multiple spots. But this is an opportunity for him to go show what he can do and see if he can earn himself a job. So, opportunities out there. Talking about Jalen? Yeah, I would say it's a gradual improvement, but with the whole defense right now, we're in week two, we're in it, we're in pads. The emphasis is let's go. All right, we're not waiting around. It's not process for result. We're rolling, okay? So we're trying to get ready for next week when we tee it off against the Eagles and then ultimately, against Houston week one. So we won't pedal to the metal right now, and I think he's right there with the rest of the crew.
Mike, during this time here, Clay has really established himself as a local leader. Since he left, who's really, stepped up on the defensive line and established himself as, the new voice?
Yeah, I think we spoke to it the other day very well. I mean, we got a great group right there, and they're not necessarily a young group. I mean, they're not green in that way. They're young, but they're not green. I mean, off the top of my head, Michael Pierce has done a great job. He's been here all offseason. Brent Urban done a great job. Broderick Washington is a stalwart in the middle for us, leads through action and not his words. Justin Matabike, same deal, comes to work every day, plays extremely hard. There's a group that feeds off one another. Travis Jones, second-year guy. You would never guess he's a second-year guy. The list goes on. So is there one guy that's kind of the head of the group? Maybe not, maybe by day, but really proud of their approach, the competitiveness with them, and the ability, they're fighting for pass rush snaps too. So a lot of competition in that room as well.
Mike, how hard is it to get your players to work on tackling when there's very little to no tackling allowed? And has that impacted what you see in games in terms of guys' ability?
Yeah, it's a great question. Tackling is a lost art, and the rules really make it challenging, like you said, to do it. So you have to be creative in what you do it. Now, I will say when we practice, it's always angles to the ball, making sure we have the ball viced, tearing off blocks, making sure we're in position to make a tackle, and then the tempo kind of dictates how we finish. So I'm actually very pleased with when we're in the pads. We've been able to cup the ball very well, and we talk about, you know, finishing in a dominant position, and then the ball carrier goes backwards and staple tackling. We're not going to be able to do that with our guys, but we definitely want to thug guys up, wrap them up, and make sure we know we're ensuring tackles.
Yep.
Well, I think any good pass rusher is going to start with power. You know, I think if you just go down the list of the top pass rushers throughout the league, they have some sort of power. If you have no threat of power, you know, tackles are just, they're not going to respect it, and the rest of your stuff isn't going to be set up as well. But if you watch, he's got a great long arm, and you know, he's working on that. I know that he's working on it today with Chuck out there during Indy. So. That's a power. I think it showed up last year on tape too. I think you see when you turn the tape on, is he's got a great long arm, and then the counter's off it. But just like any great pass rusher, you got to have that element, you know, if you're, you know, going to have any success.
Did you feel like the end of his season last year was something you could really build on?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, as you go into your second year as a DC, like, how much do you evolve the defense from year one?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think you go in with an idea of what you have to build to. That picture is clear from the get-go, but it's still within the framework of who do we have and what do they do and what can they do, and then we can kind of take it as it goes from right there. So I know I've alluded to this a lot of times, but when our personnel became into focus throughout the middle of the year, it really dictated what we could and couldn't do schematically and narrowed the focus, and I think that's when we took off. So definitely that picture is clear on earlier at this point in time.
Mike, your two for Kyle Hamilton, what are you seeing from him?
Kyle, like we've said, he's a guy that we're going to be able to move around right now. We're trying to get him really good at safety with the ability to move him to different spots. So pleased where he's at. You know, I think he started out camp really well. Hasn't had as much ball production over the last couple of days, so that's something that we're going to challenge him, you know, to be able to do moving forward throughout camp and going into the season.
What have you seen from Caillou? Any of his pedigree growing up around this with his dad, is that noticeable when he's out here on the field or in the meetings?
Yeah, I'd say it definitely shows itself off the field and in the building. I mean, you love his approach. He's here every morning working out when I'm in there with the guys and going through the process. The training room speaks very highly of him and his approach and his mentality. On the field, my message to him was just, let's go. Let's go compete, all right? Take the step every day that you need to. We had a conversation actually this morning. Steve Smith talks about rookies making a play a day, and I just encourage him to go for it, you know. Go for it so you can get those plays on tape where guys are going to remember the, you know, those positive plays that you're making. Great. Thank you.